Yeah, so I guess I fucked my cousin. Don't look at me like that. I'm not talking about recently. This was back when I was little. You know, I just hit puberty and was, you know, experimenting. Everybody back then did it. If it wasn't a cousin, it was a sister, or a brother, or a friend. In fact, you know, there was that one time I walked in the back shed and I called you, Jamie, and Wilson in a circle with that bottle of, what was it? Lavender lotion. Yeah, but whatever. I was reading this book the other day, just recently, in fact, and it said that it's healthy to fool around with your cousins a bit at that age. Who was it? You remember Lynette? No, the one that can't speak. Yeah. Even back then, she was banging. Yeah, so I went up to all smooth and shit. I mean, you know, we used to hang out a lot back then. But, you know, I was 12 and I was figuring it was time to become a man. So I take her. And she's freaking loving it. I'm a little poppy chulo even back then. And the best part is, she can't fucking tell nobody about it. Yeah, so I finish with her. I mean, you know, I'm kind of nervous. See, she can't talk or nothing, but I want to make sure she don't tell nobody. So I cut her fucking fingers off. Yeah, I know, it's kind of messed up, but, you know, I bet that poodle still ain't told nobody after all these years.
Riding with your toes isn't as hard as you might think. Sure, it's hard at first, but after a while, you get pretty dexterous. I can do all sorts of things now with them. I don't even miss having opposable thumbs. It was so long ago. Hell, I can write faster than most people can type. How'd I lose my fingers? OMG, I could write about that for ages. So there was this little bitch, Carlito, right? So I was 13 and he was like 11 or 12. Cutest kid on the block. I was in fucking love with him. I had three older sisters who'd already lost their virginity, and I decided it was high time I lost mine. Shit, I heard Mommy and her Poppy of the Week fucking every night since I can remember. Every single fucking night. You could set time to that shit. So I was young, horny, and Carlito was there. He always used to watch me, so I knew he wanted it. Bad. So I bring him up to the room, and I jump him. I'm riding him. I rock his fucking world. He was seeing stars when I was through. But you know what that ungrateful little bitch did to me next? He goes out of the room, says he's going to get me some water. He comes back with a fucking huge-ass knife and cuts off my finger. He was stronger than me, even back then. And so what can I do except bleed and scream? I really thought he was going to kill me. Fucking Dominican men. Mad? I was scared, frustrated, in pain, and upset. Everything, really, except mad. I guess I really did love the little twit. Mommy moved us out of there the next week. She thought her guy, whatever his name was, had done it. She cursed him out. He beat her. Then they fucked. She's even more fucked up than I am, and she still has all her body parts.
Imagine, if you would, an eyeglass. Not just any eyeglass, a Celestron Aeromaster 5000. This eyeglass is so powerful, it could watch an ant scratch his ass on the third moon of Jupiter. At the end of this glass exists an eye connected to a human of surprisingly ordinary proportions. This human's name is Bob. His name is Bob, but he might as well be called God, for Bob is the Lord and ruler of all that he surveys. His telescope points not at the heavens, but at the sloping slum of low-rise houses residing under his 25-story penthouse. That's right, Bob is a voyeur. But Bob is just not any voyeur. Bob is the voyeur. Never before has there existed a one such as Bob. Just this year, Bob stopped a fire by calling the fire department to the home of a little boy playing with matches. He rerouted the police patrols to catch a gang mugging the residents of his domain. He even made an anonymous donation to stop poor Mrs. T-Winkle, the crazy cat lady, from being evicted. So why then did Bob, as he watched from afar, not do anything when he saw young Carlos mutilate Miss Lynette on that fateful day 14 years ago? Why did he not excise his enormous power and call down a righteous wrath? This is because Bob is the voyeur. He will protect his domain from that which threatens it, but when confronted with something that is a part of it, Bob merely watches. And so Bob watched as the young couple copulated and satisfied their mutual lust. He watched bodies sweaty and member rigid as they finished. He watched through the kitchen window as Carlos selected, rejected, and selected again the knife. He watched as Carlos advanced, let unsuspected. And as Carlos made that fateful first cut, he erupted into orgasmic bliss, body contorting, muscles contracting, all a shudder save his eye ever steady in a vigilant watch.
And thus enjoyed Bob the happiest night of his life.